K for kudu. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the kudu because I've come across in literature twice. Mm-hmm. The kudu is a large antelope, a beautiful one apparently, which is difficult to hunt down, and that's also why it is so attractive apparently. And it never appears in the open savanna in Africa. It hides in the thicket, in the bushes. And like antelopes, it has these horizontal stripes, as if it can blend in with that kind of environment also. It has very large horns, which are really beautiful and I suppose nice to take home as a trophy when one goes on a safari hunt. And apparently they're also used to make flutes, I suppose in local African cultures. I came across the kudu first in a book by Marguerite Duras, Le Marin de Gibraltar, The Sailor of Gibraltar, which is one of her early books, written in 1952. The Sailor of Gibraltar is about a woman who is traveling around the world in a yacht. She doesn't have to care about money or have to work. She is just pursuing this phantasm that she will find this one man, the Sailor of Gibraltar, again, somewhere at the end of the world, and she can't seem to find him. So it's very melancholy, this whole novel. Halfway it turns from a travel on the sea into a kind of hunting novel. Uh-huh. Perhaps through the influence of Herman Melville, Moby Dick, I'm not sure, where you have the white whale, which is also the sign of what cannot be grasped. And then halfway transforms into a kudu hunt. Not that they go on land and that they're actually hunting kudu, but it's a similar metaphor which is developed, and I was wondering where it came from, and then what does the kudu mean in terms of the melancholy hunt. And I think what the Sailor of Gibraltar does is actually a kind of feminine pastiche or mirror for a kind of male type of novel. And looking closer into it, I discovered that there is a famous, not a novel, but a literary work of Ernest Hemingway, Green Hills of Africa from 1935, in which he discusses in total macho style, so that's this counterpart I'm alluding to, his hunts and his safaris in Africa. And the kudu appears several times because he's really interested in hunting down a kudu. And apart from that, the other hunting ground which runs through that book is his discussing all his colleagues, so literature and literary history. And also he writes about Moby Dick and about Herman Melville, how a mediocre writer he was and so on. But I thought maybe for a change I could read then a passage from Hemingway.
Yeah.
To call up a bit of flavor of this kind of writing when the kudu comes up. So they're somewhere in the third chapter and in a camp, and they haven't seen any kudu whatsoever yet. And Ernest Hemingway speaks and writes, quote, "I never liked that camp, nor the guides, nor the country. It had that picked over, shot out feeling. We knew there were kudu there, and the Prince of Wales had killed his kudu from that camp, but there had been three other parties in that season, and the natives were hunting, supposedly defending their crops from baboons, but on meeting a native with a brass-bound musket, it seemed odd that he should follow the baboons 10 miles away from his shambab into the kudu hills to have a shot at them, and I was all for pulling out and trying the new country toward Handeni, where none of us had ever been. It seemed that this new country was a gift. Kudu came out into the open, and you sat and waited for the more enormous ones, and selecting a suitable head, blasted him over. Then there was sable, and we agreed that whoever killed the first kudu should move on in a sable country. I was beginning to feel awfully good, and Carl was very cheerful at the prospect of his new miraculous country, where they were so unsophisticated that it was really a shame to topple them over." Unquote.